Randy Bjornstad has a long history with the Register Guard. She was a reporter for 28 years and has been a member of the Guild for decades. In 2016, she was fired from the paper after participating in union activity on behalf of a fellow reporter who was terminated and sued. Bjornstad filed a grievance with the National Guild. They represented her in arbitration, and she won.
The arbitrator ordered the company to offer me a job back and to pay back, compensate me for all lost wages and benefits.
Bjornstad chose not to go back to the Register Guard. She says the Bakers didn't want her back. In fact, they said they would be willing to add to the settlement if she did not return to work. But Bjornstad did remain co-president of the Guild, and she's on the bargaining team for an employee contract with the new owners. Meanwhile, there's another bit of bargaining going on with the Guild and Guard Publishing.
And that is effects bargaining, so bargaining with the sellers over the effects of the sale on the employees who no longer work for them, because in effect, everyone was laid off from their employment on the day of the sale. And so it was our job as a guild to bargain those effects and present costs to the company that we believe they still were liable for.
The union contends Guard Publishing owes full severance to guild-covered employees who were on the payroll the date of the sale. The Bakers disagree, so now they will go to arbitration. And then there's the issue of unfair labor practices. Guild representatives say in the fall of 2017, Wendy Baker, who was lead negotiator on behalf of Guard Publishing, asked Guild employees to take cuts in wages, health care, and vacation time in order to keep the company afloat and maintain it in local ownership. The Guild considers this to be an unfair labor practice and a violation of federal labor law.
Which goes back to the fact that they were bargaining in bad faith. It isn't quite right to be telling a bargaining unit that they need to make concessions to you so that you can retain your ownership and keep your employees and run your operation while you are at the same time negotiating to sell.
The sale was announced January 20th. There are currently only 48 guild-covered employees at the Register Guard, way down from past years. Bjornstad says layoffs will continue to shrink union ranks. As for the next labor contract, the new owner, Gatehouse Publishing, is allowed to establish the terms and conditions they want, and the union will have to start bargaining from there. After she lost her job at the RG, Bjornstad started working on a new enterprise, a nonprofit website covering arts and culture, a beat she covered at the newspaper for years. She worries we are witnessing the end of something important. The Register Guard was one of the last family-owned independent newspapers in America.
The people who have devoted themselves to this work for many years are in despair over the changes that are going to be made when holding companies buy newspapers and their goals are to cut costs as much as possible, maximize their return. And the result of that is the death of the newspaper. And we're seeing that already.
Bjornstad will continue to wear her union hat and bargain contracts for her former colleagues. She says negotiations could be protracted, given there is only one person who negotiates all employee contracts for Gatehouse papers throughout the country. The next bargaining sit-down is June 19th. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.